Hi, this is Adam Lundquist from the Houston Dynamo, and thank you for listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Thank you for that intro, Adam Lundquist. Houston Dynamo this weekend will take on RSL Real Salt Lake back at BBVA Stadium. Right now, third caller at 713-780-3776. You will get a pair of tickets. This show is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We've got about 12 to 13 minutes with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, and he joins us now. Matt, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, always good. So I'm going to just kind of get into it. We're going to volley some questions at you and let you volley them back. Let's just start off. What is the goal here in this transfer window, which obviously ends August 5th? And, you know, I've obviously had Tab Ramos on the show. We've talked about it as well. But what is the goal in this transfer window?
Well, I think, you know, we've already accomplished a big goal of ours, which was to add an important central defender in Teenage Adebe as a designated player. I think we've been really pleased with the way that he's transitioned into the team so quickly. I think it's pretty clear the quality he has. And so that was a big important part of, you know, as we headed into this window, to add a key piece there. I'd say, you know, anytime you enter the transfer window, you know, you also want to look to strengthen each line. You know, we added a young player that we feel has some upside and has the capacity to continue to grow with us, with Griffin Dorsey. And you know, I'd say right now we're pretty far down the line with another addition that, you know, it's not done yet, but we're working very hard to close it. And then there's continually having extensive talks within the league with different player transactions that are coming up. So it's not a lot of sleep right now, Glenn. Let me put it that way.
Yep. Is this a signing that would occur potentially by the August 5th deadline here in this current transfer window, Matt?
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, right now that's the objective. You know, we're in advanced discussions at the moment. There's still a couple things we're trying to work through. So I'm not going to say it's a done deal, but it's something that we're working towards. So hopefully, you know, in the near future, you know, it before the window closes, we'll be able to get over the line.
He's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. Obviously, midfield, there are some needs to add some creativity there. Is that a big part of the future at some point, getting a game changer in that area of the field?
Yeah, look, I think it's an area we are looking at. I mean, I think that the last couple games in particular, you know, our midfield set three have done a really good job. And I have to give those guys, you know, the guys that have been in there working really hard, you know, Matias and Joe and Derek and Memo and different guys. I mean, they've all been doing a really good job. We've gotten better in possession, you know, the last few games, which has been good to see. I mean, you know, the other reality, Glenn, I mean, we've had the most away games. We're tied for the most away games of any team in the league. You know, we've had 9 of our 15 games this season on the road. So we're certainly looking forward to getting back in front of our fans here in Houston. So we're working really. We like the group we have, but we're always looking to strengthen it as well.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not questioning anybody's work ethic. All the guys that you've mentioned there, they're all working very hard. But you know, you are drawing a lot of games. Tab and I talked about this, and to get over the hump on those, it just seems like, you know, you need that maybe singular player that could make a difference, could enhance the others, and get you 3 points instead of one.
Yeah. No, look, I think, and I heard your last interview with Tab as well, and I know you guys touched upon it. You know, I think what's been great, Glenn, is, you know, Ted coming in has been, you know, it's been really positive. I mean, you know, obviously you saw he, you know, right away, you know, signed off and approved the signing of teammates, the new deal for Tim Parker. And, you know, and he is very supportive of continuing to look to add to the team. I think the thing for us, and I heard you guys talk about this as well, and I'll reiterate it, is, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, we're doing our due diligence and it's, you know, the right signing and that we're definitely looking at a lot of players right now. And so it's definitely something that we're working towards. We're talking, you know, regularly with Ted and with John and with everybody. And so it's, you know, something that we're we're definitely looking to continue to strengthen and add the team with important players. It's just got to be at the right time, and that's the focus right now.
And you did hear, and we're talking to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, just to remind our listeners, if you're tuning in now and if you're getting it on the stream at ESPN975.com. And Tab did mention a list of, you know, 20 players. Were any of those guys, like right now, guys that if you could pull a deal with, you'd be ready to go on, that you're 100% all in on these guys, that you would say to yourself, hey, this will make our team better?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think the most important thing is we're doing our due diligence. You know, we basically just had a change in ownership right as the window opened. And, you know, you have a 4-week period. And the other thing, too, that we're navigating through is, you know, there's some, you know, leagues that aren't playing right now. There's, you know, there's just a lot that you go through, you know, in the recruitment process. You know, I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, teenage. You know, when we were going through that process, it was really important to travel to Turkey, to watch them live, to meet with them. You know, and then that gives you the level of confidence to make a strong recommendation, you know, to our owner, Ted, which is what we did. And I can tell you that, you know, we had a list of several center backs at different price points, and Ted didn't hesitate at all to go with the most expensive option. And that was teenage. But again, you know, to reiterate the recruitment process that I just mentioned, it's really important. You know, as we're bringing players to the team, you know, also the character of someone as we add them to the locker room. So watching players live, meeting with them in person and doing our due diligence to get to that list that you just spoke about of 20 to get to the final two or three, it's a lot of work to get to that point.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us, and would agree with you 100% for him to step in after not playing in 2 months and play the way he has in 2 games. You know, it's a bona fide win, and he makes that pretty clear right when he walks on the field. It's not one of these, we hope he adapts to Major League Soccer. So I take you to Mateo Bahamich. Would you have expected more from him at this point in Major League Soccer after getting him from Argentina?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Mateo is a good player. You know, his adaptation to the league is like most young, you know, 20-year-olds. It's a different league. It's different travel. There's different, you know, factors to deal with. You know, he's been, you know, getting pieced in, you know, when Tab feels it's appropriate. I mean, he came in against Sporting Kansas City, had a nice assist to Maxi, scored a nice goal this weekend in our U23 match, and then also played later that night. So, you know, he's steadily adapting, but, you know, it's a process. Some players, like, you know, teenage will adapt quicker. Some will, it takes a little bit more time, you know, but we think that he's got some good qualities that are going to help us.
When you bring Mateo, in your mind, Matt, I mean, do you have a time frame where you're going, okay, this is the date where I expect him to be, you know, pushing for the first team or getting X amount of minutes?
It's a good question, Glenn. I mean, I look at other examples of, you know, like when we brought Moro, you know, I mean, I think that the Moro was a good example of, I mean, you know, that it took time, you know, Moro started to piece in there. You know, Moro came, you know, mid season that first year. I'm not gonna say that, hey, you always say, well, hey, by that date, you know, you hope it's as soon as possible. But a lot of times it's just, you know, just it takes different time for different amounts of time for different players. And so I just kind of look at some of the examples through the years.
Yep. You know, I understand. And Moro also had RGV. We're talking to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Now, you had told me, you know, a number of years back about the three different baskets you guys had, the youth setup and you know, the development academy and player development that the club has under Paul Holliker. You talked about top American players, and then the third basket, I think, was young foreign talent. Is that still the same sort of way you're attacking building the roster?
Yeah, look, I think that is a very good framework for us. You know, we've sat and talked to our owner, Ted, about that as well. I think the thing that we're continuing to push, and this obviously is a big part of Tab being our head coach, is, you know, bringing up players through our system. And I think that's going to be something that we're competing in a pilot U23 league as we're preparing for next year. You know, that's, you know, a lot of work to get that up and running. I think that at the same time, that is still the framework of what we're looking at. I'd say with young players as well, you could add in there, young American, national team system type guys like Griffin Dorsey. And others that we're looking at. I think that is something that is still a framework of ours that we're operating under. But at the same time, we have to continue to evolve, and we also have a new ownership group that's quite a new majority owner in Ted that's quite ambitious. We're already seeing that with the signings we've recently had. We've also seen that just with the authorization of a new field, and we're redoing another field and our training facility and staffing and stuff at the stadium. So, it's exciting. And so I think, really it's our job at the senior executive staff level and at with the different roles to tie that all into the goals and objectives of Ted, our new owner.
So fans sometimes look and they'll see Ricardo Pepe hit for a hat trick at 18 years of age. And we've got Castilla and Rios on this roster. Memo Rodriguez has been a success, no question. But when you see what Ricardo Pepe's doing at 18 and players like that around the league, when do you think we see the breakthrough in that where, we've got 18 and 19-year-olds that are really core contributors to the first team?
I think the key with that, Glenn, is establishing meaningful competition in market. I think that, we did our best with the way we had set up RGV, but it wasn't ideal with the distance. So I think that that's been a big part of what's helped Dallas to take that next step with guys like Ricardo and other guys you've mentioned. So I think, if we're going to put a timeline on things, I feel like in the next 12 to 24 months, we're going to be positioned great for that once we get that team here in market competing. We just did a U23 game this last weekend up in San Jose, and it was a really good success, for us. We had Andre Gattel, who you probably don't know him very well, but it's a young player that is just turning 15 years old to play in that game, right? So you get guys like Kim and guys like Danny who scored and won these meaningful games. Then they're prepared, and that's a real important part of the process. So I think that's where we've had a big philosophical shift over the last 6 months as we prepare for next year. And I think that's going to be a key piece for us. And of course, Dallas is doing a great job with that. And that's what we're working towards.
Real quick, because I'm on a hard break and I'm getting yelled at by my producer, Matt, but Ted Siegel, does he want to be a selling team as well? Does he want to sell players and earn a profit? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Matt,
yes.
Thank you much for coming on, because I got to get us to break because I'm going to get in trouble here because we do have to pay the bills. But Matt, I don't know. Do you want to stay over another segment?
If you'd like me to, sure.
I mean, only if you're up for it. You got time?
Because
I would love to talk to you. Okay, so let's hold on to Matt. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more.
Is there something you're hiding? Oh, darling, I'm afraid to ask.
ESPN 97.5.
Soccer Matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro de Madrid, gol! Gol de oro! Gol de oro! Gol de Uribe!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Texas is home to the Gold Cup semifinals. It'll be the U.S. Qatar at Q2 Stadium in Austin on Thursday night, and here at the beautiful Energy Stadium. It will be Mexico and Canada. It's getting to that time at the Gold Cup now. It's exciting stuff. It will be packed out at Energy, and it'll be another one of those very passionate nights, certainly for Mexican national team fans. And for full disclosure here, Matt was only supposed to say one segment. I kind of put him in a tough position there. What could he say? Anything other than, oh, I'll stay for another segment. So, Matt, for that, I apologize, but I also thank you for sticking in for another segment, because there's just so much we can talk to you about, okay?
No problem. Any chance to talk soccer with you, I'll take it.
It's always fun, right? We have a good time. We're touching on a lot of stuff. So you were going to talk a little bit more about potentially being more of a selling club and the desires of Ted Siegel. Let me open that one up to you again to start this segment.
Well, listen, I think we all know we need to become a selling league. You know, it's not just a selling team. And I mean, look, that's been a part of our, you know, what we've been working towards for a while. And you know, obviously we've sold guys like Morrow or Albert, and we just sold Christian, right? And so I think that's something that's really important for us as a league. Especially as we're getting to the point where there's, you know, you can only expand so much. And so I think that's something you're seeing more and more, and that's got to be a goal of all of ours. And it is a goal of ours as a club as well.
Talking to Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager, you mentioned Christian Ramirez going to Scotland. And I know Ari Lassiter can play as a center forward. Is that a little bit of a concern, being thin there with Maxi Arruti? Because Maxi Arruti has been such a part of this team this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's like anything. When someone moves out, you know, it opens up the door for other players. I mean, sometimes what happens, Glenn, organically, especially when you're in the day to day like us, like you, when guys are away on international duty, you feel like they're not even, you know, they're not a part of the team, which they aren't in that moment, you know. But I mean, now that we're starting to get guys back. You know, that we have the guys that can play up there in a variety of roles. You know, I think Darwin's getting, you know, Quintero's been getting more time, and you know, the Salt Lake game, and I think the San Jose game, you know, he brought a positive influence into the game. And so, you know, I think that we have guys that can step in there. You know, look, have we ruled out, you know, looking to continue to strengthen in that spot? No, absolutely not. But, you know, I'd say that's how we're viewing it as well. But, you know, Max has done a good job, but, you know, also it's an opportunity for others.
Explain Darwin Quintero to the fan base, because this is the one I think that is most confusing to them. And Tab has done it repeatedly in his way and in a very good way. But, you know, for the people that aren't really deep down into the Dynamo, when they see last year's DP with all the skill, the 7 goals, 5 assists, and they don't see him starting, all they go to is DP and Darwin Quintero's not starting. How do you explain that to that type of fan that maybe isn't, is engaged maybe?
I would say, look, how would I explain that? You know, I would just say that, look, we believe that Darwin will, you know, continue to get more opportunities to contribute. You know, he's had a positive influence when he's been coming in, you know, in particular the last 4 to 6 weeks. And look, I mean, you could go throughout the league and there's, you know, different times of the year, you know, different moments, you know, different, you know, styles of play that are going on. I mean, it all ties into it, you know, and I think that, you know, right now, you know, we've Tab's done a good job of implementing a style of play and, you know, and there are certain things that are important when you are a high pressing team and you have that style of play. And so, but there's also moments where you can bring in someone like Darwin with quality, you know, and you saw, I think, last game. I mean, he has different qualities than the other guys don't have. And so, I mean, it's a balance, Glenn. It's a balance. I mean, and that's what I would say, you know, to the fan that maybe isn't watching as closely.
To your point, I would agree. I think the San Jose game was the most dangerous for me that he's looked. That's just through my lens. I'm only speaking for myself. And it does seem, though, that under Tab Ramos, there is a real – clear vision of, hey, this is the way we're going to play, and you're going to have to fit into this. Is that fair to say? And, you know, you guys are working in tandem.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we meet multiple times a day. We, you know, we're on the phone sometimes till late into the night going through different things, and you know, we're working very, very hard together on this. And I mean, you know, and it's important, especially when you're looking to bring players in as well. You know, I mean, teammates is a good example. You know, I mean, there's a reason, you know, he fits a positional profile with our style of play where he's comfortable being higher up the field, has good recovery speed, is good, you know, when he gets isolated defending 1v1, he's very good in the air. You know, so that's an example of, you know, how, hey, we work through this process and look to get players that fit our system and our style of play.
Tal Bramos joining us here on Soccer Matters. Excuse me, Matt Jordan joining us here on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Tab does join us as well. All right, let's talk about, and you had mentioned this, let's talk about the 2022, you know, new MLS league, which is expected to be a bridge between MLS, MLS is next, and kind of be that launching pad. The logo, the name is not unknown yet. It's going to be finalized kind of in September and October. 2026 matches, there'll be a championship in December. Take us a little bit more into that and how that's going to work, because I know there's independent teams. How do you see that working with the USL? And most importantly, how do you see that working for the Houston Dynamo?
Yeah. Well, look, I think the USL has been great and MLS has been great partners for a lot of years. But at the same time, as the league is growing, you know, the demands are growing. And I think, you know, it's going to be important as this new league is starting, and we are currently, you know, participating in the pilot program of that league with our U23 team, as I mentioned, when we just went and played in San Jose. I think what's going to be important with it, Glenn, is one, it's in market. Two, it mirrors the MLS season, and the transfer windows will as well. And I think what you're going to really see is a lot of teams are going to be evolving the space in the 19s, right? And so, you know, there's going to be an increased emphasis on the 15s, 17s, and the 23s that is really that bridge up to the first team. You know, and I think there's still some layers and things to work through. The league is working through, you know, to get the league officially sanctioned. But then you talked about the independent owners within that league. I mean, you know, right now it's you know, MLS focused and MLS driven, but you know, I know that there is the opportunity that some independent teams could come into it. And listen, I mean, I think the number one goal is just to have meaningful games that help prepare players and develop players. And we're excited to be a part of it.
There's a media component to this too. I mean, apparently they're going to want to televise all the matches and things. And try and, you know, obviously get visibility, sell sponsorship in and around it. But this would essentially be your reserve team. What I'm not clear about is, would, even though it's being called an under 23 league, will there be some exception to having some older players that maybe you're on the back end of your roster above under 23 that get minutes or coming back from injury? I mean, can this be utilized in that way as well?
Yeah, that's a key element of this, Glenn, is there will be first-team players that, you know, maybe if they're not as getting as many minutes, that they'll play in those games. As we had, you know, we had four players that were signed to first-team contracts play in our last U23 game with Mateo and Ian Hoffman and Danny and Juan. And then, you know, with that game, for example, we had, you know, the majority of our U19, what we call high-potential players, that were participating in the game. And then we had a good mix of 3 to 4 U17 players. So I think that's what is going to, the roster is going to be compromised of. It is basically a group of your first team players from your 23, which is really kind of your, you know, a blend of your 17s and your 19s. And then there will be the opportunity to sign other players, you know, that basically maybe you'd be competing with a USL team to sign. And then I think what will probably happen is that, you know, organically, you know, let's say there's a young 22-year-old guy, he has to make a decision between a USL contract and an MLS U23 or MLS 2 contract, right? He's got to make a decision. Okay, hey, look, maybe I feel that's a better path for me to be over there with the Houston Dynamo FC because then now I'm going to have a quicker basically plan to get into a first team setting when I do well. So I think that that can give you a little bit of insight of what the makeup of the roster will be.
Interesting. And I mean, this is obviously going to be a proper reserve team. So, you know, is this something that you might take to Avaya or a situation like that where, you know, you do build protocol around the game? You are trying to get attendance because you're going to need those elements for player development too. Coverage, is that all going to happen, or is this going to be like the old MLS Reserve League where you're playing in front of nobody? And not that that's not good, but, you know, you do want the element of fans, environment, guys playing in front of fans, and then all that crossover, great interaction between all the different levels of Dynamo teams from the youth side all the way up to the first team.
Yeah, no, organizationally right now we are going to venue specs that, you know, there's certain parameters that need to be met, you know, for the venues. And, you know, you got to have, you know, obviously if you have to be able to produce the game on TV, you have to have certain amount of seats. So there's a lot of different elements that we're reviewing right now. We're looking at different venues, including, you know, our own stadium as well. And yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's really exciting. And then how is that buying to get, you know, people have to watch the game? I mean, it is different than, you know, the first team game and you know, what that's all about. And so, I think it'll be a little bit more, you know, probably tailored to specific, you know, people that are really interested in seeing, you know, the young players up that are up and coming, you know, and so it's really exciting then.
Yeah, it could be a tremendous vehicle of promotion. Another tremendous, to your point, people can go down and look at the, hey, I remember when I saw him, you know, on the under 23 team type thing. So it is, I guess there's a lot of loose ends to tie.
We're working through a lot of it, but like, for example, you know, we have Marcel Palomino, for example, right now, who's on loan with the Charlotte Independents, with Mike Jeffries, who actually used to be my coach when I was playing back in Dallas. And, you know, Marcel's doing great down there. I mean, I spoke to him today, actually, and he was just like, Matt, he goes, this is, it's amazing. He's back there. I needed, you know, next year, he would be here in Marquette. And, you know, then, you know, he's playing those games. You know, all of our you know, staff is there every day. You know, there's players moving up and down. I mean, it's a game changer. It really is.
Yep. Well, Matt, listen, thank you so much for sticking around a second segment. Good information for Dynamo fans. I appreciate you coming on. As always, have a good rest of the night, and we will talk to you soon. We'll see you at the stadium on Saturday.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. A lot of information there for you to digest, Dynamo fans. So there you go. So a couple of things. Seattle against Austin FC, if you watched that game last week. Historic moment. They field a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, and then some 17, 18, and 19-year-olds. Five players in their starting lineup. Now, look, they can afford to do that with where their record is, but they are doing things right. Let's not face it. These teams that are successful with their player development have taken it serious at an earlier birth date. And they're reaping the benefits of it. Atencio, Bobelaire, Reed Baker, Whiting. I mean, that kid was trying to get in the box and score a goal. He's 16 years old. He had a haircut like the Beatles. So it's interesting. And then you look up in Austin. You know, they're not happy with their production from an attacking standpoint. They've been shut out in 8 of 10 games. So they're trying to bring in a former River Plate guy that played at Zenit St. Petersburg, Sebastian Druisi, who I remember playing in the Copa Libertadores for River Plate. Long-range finisher. I mean, this guy has every element you would want out of midfield. I hope the Dynamo can sneak in there and steal him. you know, things are happening. This league is accelerating. It's getting harder and harder to be competitive. And it's exciting with Ted Siegel coming in. And to Tab Ramos and Matt Jordan's point, I would simply say this about new ownership. Ted Siegel has nothing. He's not accountable or responsible for anything that has happened prior to this franchise, to this club. So in the context of how quickly you want things done, may not be on the same timeline as the owner. That said, he has made some moves already, but can't judge him on what has happened in the past. So lots of hope and possibility. And it begins with RSL this weekend, who, by the way, had a great game from Bobby Wood, the former U.S. national team member. All right, we'll take a break here. It's the Police, Voices Inside My Head. Speaking of that, Felipe Cardenas of The Athletic is coming up. Incredible interview here on this whole situation with Gabriel Heinze at Atlanta United, Carlos Bocanegra, Darren Eales, how this all went down. And Felipe, this is an interview you're not going to want to miss.
ESPN 97.5.